Let the trap!
Listening to What the Truck.
Are you ready to truck it? Welcome to Matt's, everybody. I am here. We're on air, man. Pick your microphone up. What is going on?
Man, loving Matt's 2024. Thanks for having me on, Dooner.
Yeah, you guys who are not here at this event, you're missing out. It's an awesome experience. He was distracted himself by all this yellow. This gentleman right here. Well, actually, introduce yourself to our lovely audience.
Hey, I'm Hunter with Truck Parking Club, with Airbnb of Truck Parking. I'm Chief Growth Officer, and also, I say the three S's, guys. I'm in charge of a lot of things, which is signs, spaces, shows. We're out here trying to create more truck parking for you drivers across the United States, helping drivers find parking effectively by time saving and fuel saving, which saves you drivers money out there. Proud to be at the Matt Show. Proud to be on What the Truck. We're just all over the place, guys. Doing some good in the neighborhood. We are.
Thank you for giving me some runway, too. I retweeted this out to the live audience. We just got this up. Now, do this a little bit better, though. One of the reasons I had this man on here, if you don't follow Truck Parking Club's TikTok, this man comes full force, full of fire. Cut a TikTok-style promo on what Truck Parking Club is.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, guys, it's Hunter with TruckParkingClub.com. To all you TikTokers out there, I'm with Dooner today. He's the man with the plan on the most magnificent podcast across the United States, and we are at the Matt's Truck Show, and this will be a little TikTok promo for all you drivers out there and all you watchers, viewers out there. And we're also on all social media platforms, including Facebook, TikTok, X, LinkedIn, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, YouTube. Hit us up. It's all under Truck Parking Club. We're all over the nation bringing you some live news about truck parking. We're primarily focused on truck parking, but we're showing you great places to eat across the nation also.
Hunter, let's show some people what this event is all about. We got a little footage. Sure. You guys picking us up at 5:30, and you can see a little bit of what's happened. Roll that tape back there. Yeah, this was Hunter. This was Evan. He came in at 5:30 and picked us up. We came down here. We stopped at your barbecue place.
Also, so I'm a foodie also.
Right. Oh, they can't see that because we're looking at the video. We got on these Truck Parking Club trucks. By the way, someone online said, why you guys have three trucks? And I figured out why you guys have three trucks because I was riding around with them to this event. You see those there. They see them in the lot. They do this at every single lot they own on the way here. They see a sign that's crooked. They replace that sign for you. It's Hunter's out here cutting his TikToks. I was even in there. One guy said, hey, you know what? We signed up. We haven't seen enough trucks yet. And you know what the guy said? You know what your team said? He said, well, you know what? We got to fix that. We're going to send Hunter down there right after the Matt's Trucking Show to do another promo for you guys.
Absolutely, man. We are a service-based company for the driver and for the property member. We're all in, guys. We're real people solving a real problem. And we're lovers. We're not haters, man. We love people, and we're out really doing it.
Hey, what do you like that you're seeing here? Because for me, I go to a lot of freight tech events, right? The last real big trucking show I went to was GATS in 2019 before they shut that thing down. I got to say, for me personally, what I love about this is you got 40,000 people here. You got 1,000, 2,000, I don't even know. I haven't counted the exhibitors, but you got a ton. You got the outside trucks. You got the inside trucks. You got the lifted truck. You got vendors here selling every single piece of the truck from all over the world. There's even like a huge Chinese section here too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's kind of like the buffet for truck parking. A little bit of everything.
Truckers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tony Justice putting on a show, which is a driver. A little bit of everything. It's like going to the grand buffet, got something for everybody.
Yeah.
At this truck show, just like you said, inside, outside, people from all walks of life, drivers, all different.
This was a dream come true right here. This is the truck from Maxim Overdrive, by the way. That's the Green Goblin right there.
Love
the Happy
Goblin.
Toys truck.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now that's beautiful. Now, once this video is done too, we got to show them an awesome giveaway that you guys have going on. But is there, like, what so far, what's really stuck out to you? What's your biggest takeaway for Truck Parking Club and, like, the trucking audience that you've met here?
You know, it's a great to be a part of such a thing that is helping solve a problem. But per se at the Matt's Truck Show, man, there's just so many people. I say 60,000, I heard that number, come through this show. So it's a great show to be at and attend. We get to see a lot of folks that we only get to see
Reed,
once a year.
Mr. Lombard.
Hey,
Middleton's clone.
Yes, absolutely.
At the Trucker Tools booth.
We done an event last night. Along with Truck Parking Club and the restaurant, I'm an auctioneer, and we done a benefit auction last night to raise money for a great cause. So just lots of good stuff, guys.
Now, speaking of those great causes and giving things away in auctions, you have a very unique giveaway at your booth.
Sure.
Could someone hand me this unique item that y'all are giving away?
Absolutely. And it looks good on you,
Gunner.
Look
at this thing. You might have saw on social media, I was hunting Sasquatch with this thing, and it's also on the cover. But right here, you know you're not at a freight tech show when you can go up to a booth in Kentucky and, like, register to win a gun and everyone's not freaking out.
Hey, everybody loves guns, man. Some will admit it, some won't, but this is a special gun. Can you point it at the camera, Donor?
I could. Oh, point it at the camera?
Yeah, it's unloaded. This is a triple barrel.
I'll show you right here. It's a three-barrel blaster.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's like Truck Parking Club. We're a triple threat, man. We're taking care and solving problems in the truck parking issue across the United States.
You got to fix it up.
Absolutely.
Should we bring some guests up? We got some wonderful people that have been hanging around over here.
Absolutely. What about this Harry one? You want to roll up?
Yeah, first of all, you got the most unique guest, Mr. Sasquatch. Get on over here. You to say hello to the Matt's audience, the Live What the Truck audience. This gentleman over here, I apologize for pointing a weapon at you yesterday.
Yeah, this guy is, he's stomping the truck parking problem. We call it squashing. He's squashing the truck parking problem out here promoting Truck Parking Club, saying hello to the drivers, doing photos. Hit him up if you're at the Matt's Truck Show. He's a lot friendlier than he looks. You agree, Dunner?
He's much friendlier than he looks, and he can take a bullet. He can take a bullet. Well, thank you so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it. Go see the Sasquatch. He's walking all around the event. He's super friendly. Give him a fist bump. Give him a big hug.
Absolutely.
Give him some Jack links.
Absolutely.
Now, Justin, do we have the Schmidts over there? Oh, here we go. Where is Mr. Lee Schmidt? Send Leon over to us. We got to find out what y'all here for. I know you have an important message for the trucking industry at your booth. Come on down. Walk that aisle.
How's it going?
He was doing a little Ric Flair strut over here.
You like that?
I did. Did you like his strut?
I was expecting a woo.
Can you give us
that's what we're talking about, guys.
Beautiful. Now, Lee, I see in your booth, it's right when you walk in the entranceway. You've got singing truckers right by you, attracting all the audience. Yep. Tell us a little bit about what your group does.
Our group is here to empower company drivers, owner-operators, anybody with a CDL. We want to bring awareness to them and a voice.
Yeah.
So, actually, this year we brought a member from the SBA, Bruce Lundgren, to let drivers know that there is somebody in D.C. that's on our side as a small business.
Now, Lee, a lot of our audience is drivers, but the other half of our audience is the C-suite. It's the people in the offices, the people who can actually make decisions that help truck drivers. And they may not be aware of some of these issues that your group is talking about and that you're trying to bring this education to help drivers with. What are some of those issues that you think the white-collar audience that we have should know more about?
Speed limiter would be a good one that comes to mind. That's a hot topic. Automatic emergency braking is another one. The fraud and everything that's happening with brokers and even the illegal carriers that shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So that's just some of the top ones.
What do you think about these issues, Hunter?
Hey, I love what you're doing trying to solve them. They're definitely issues just like the problem we're helping solve, which is truck parking. So anybody doing good for the industry, guys, I'm all for the support for the drivers. Any way that anybody can help, I got you back.
Now, speaking of that support, how do we lend some support?
Actually, come on over and talk to us. You don't have to have a CDL to join. We have CDL drivers and friends, which is anybody that wants to help a trucker. It's free to the public. Anybody can get on. Drivers with CDLs, you can belong to that. It is a membership fee of $15 a month or $150 a year, and that gives you a chance to get your voice heard in D.C. You have to have a CDL to be on there, and all of CDL is ran by guys with CDLs that drive a truck.
Yeah.
So
now, I try to avoid getting overly political on the show. However, it is an election year. I had Scott Pressler on earlier in the year who's been doing amazing work. He actually reached out to me, and he's like, you know who we got to get registered to vote? The Amish and truck drivers. Truck drivers do not vote enough, but they represent a really big block. We want to truck the vote this year. I know that you were down at Iowa 80 with your lovely wife.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that with Vivek.
Actually, we reached out to all presidential candidates, and we sent them a blanket letter that says, hey, trucking is a major issue in this country. Without it, it stops.
Yeah.
Who wants to talk to us? Vivek was first one that did. He worked with us for 2 months, come up with a transportation policy, which is a first for any candidate, and stood and listened. And we discussed a lot of issues. And man is a fast learner. Anything with trucking that was you could think of, he brought up.
Yeah.
How to fix it. His biggest thing, that the takeaway we got from him, is the head of the DOT and the FMCSA should have trucking in their background. That's in their core. This is why we designed you. This needs to be the criteria. DC's falling away. So if nothing else, if that can get pushed, there's a chance.
How do truckers get more active? We all usually only hear about these kind of things when there's a big driver protest. Obviously, you had Canada. Then you had the People's States Convoy. Yeah.
Actually, we have an affiliate that's we started off of our network, which is a DAN network, which lets drivers get in touch with their representative. You work with him to try to get issues to DC that need to be brought up. And the way we're going to do it is, it doesn't matter left, right, you start working with us. If you're opposed trucking, we're going to take the grass network, try to get rid of you, get somebody in that is for trucking.
What do you think about that? Is there any political side to, like, truck parking, for example? Big grants could come in, that kind of thing. You keep active on the political side at all?
Not really. We park any truck, any side, red, blue, donkey, chicken. Hey. We don't care. Elephants, whatever you're hauling, we get you parked. We'll find you parking. So, hey, listen, we're for the drivers, guys.
Yeah. What are you most looking forward to here?
I don't actually know.
You don't know. The surprise, right?
There's a lot of things I want to see. We don't have time. There's a lot of people showing up over there. I really don't know. I'm hoping for a good turnout. Nice weather.
Well, cool. So if people here, they want to go visit your booth. They want to learn more about the organization. For people on site, how do they find it?
We're in the North Wing. 40548 is our booth number, under all the glass. Or you can go to CDL Drivers Win and look us up.
Beautiful. Hey, thank you so much for stopping by the show. Really appreciate it. Hope you have a great time at Matt's. And I'll be by too, because I got to get some more information from you guys
too. I just wanted to give him a shout out because we've actually stayed at his facility in Tennessee. So I want to thank you for at least making it accessible for oversized loads, because we do super loads. Everyone I've seen were able to get in. So that's great.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. It's a need, and appreciate all that you're doing. Give this guy a shout. Look them up. Hey, tell them where they can find you if they're not at the show, how they can hook up with you.
CDLDriverWins.com. Mm-hmm.
There you go, guys. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Lee. We really appreciate it. Now, actually, a good point came up right there. So there's one side of this, which is providing for the truck drivers, right? Providing space for them. But the other side of your business is the other piece of the equation, which is the lot owner. So all you out there, you have vacant lots, you got spaces, you want to help drivers out, you want to give the drivers, the people who move America, a place to park, you want to monetize it and make some income. Here's how they work. Like, I went with their place, and I have, like, the full thing. They just put up a sign. It's got a QR code. You don't have to maintain some kiosk or anything like that. Some have amenities, most don't, right?
Absolutely. So we have created a system for if you have anything suitable for truck parking, you can put it on our platform. We personally approve it for the driver to make sure that it's not the neighbor's driveway or something, okay? It has to be suitable for truck parking, but it helps people with vacant lots create an income. And we handle everything, the payment processing, the booking, the driver, 24/7 customer service, 888-899-PARK. And listen, for you property owners out there, we handle it all. And the driver gets the experience of former truck drivers answering their call 24/7, 365, and helping them find parking or get in the location or any issue they may have at one of our property members' locations. So we basically don't have taken the whole process and taking the headaches out of it.
Streamlined it, taking the headaches. Little cowbell for doing that. Now, a little cowbell for our next guest. She has a very important message for all you drivers out here in America about something called the Trucker Salute. Her name is Trisha. What's up, girl? Oh, she's got to get her water. She doesn't want to have a gravelly voice on air. You have something else for us? Well, first of all, introduce yourself to our lovely audience. That's fine.
Hi, everybody. Such a great time. We're really enjoying everything that's going on here today. Thanks for having me.
And you are, for those who don't know?
I am Rue on Twitter, and I drive tractor trailers for the last 7 years, and also do hazmat hazardous material.
Now, you put a very important message out on Twitter a little while ago, and you said you were very disappointed to hear a lot of feedback that there's kids out here going like this, and maybe even grown kids, and they're not getting the call and response.
Yep. We want to make sure that we bring awareness and hopefully, like, reiterate everybody to the Trucker Salute, it's called, come to find out. I didn't know that myself for a minute. You know, you see these kids and they're bored and they're doing their road trips with the family and they want something to excite them and really bring more fun to the situation.
Justin, what is the proper response when someone goes like that? He said, honk, honk, just like that, baby. Have you been doing this? You guys are in these truck parking vans up and down the highways and byways of the U.S. You give the guys a little pump?
Absolutely. There's still a big kid inside of me, guys, so check it out.
Do they answer back? Now, one of the guys on his team, so do you use your CB a lot? They got this guy, Adam, here. He is like a CB radio aficionado, knows everything there is about CB radios. He's listening to a whole way there. And I got to say, Channel 19, not a lot of chatter these days.
It is. It's definitely fallen off, you know, same thing. I don't know why everybody wants to turn them off anymore. They're there for a reason. You know, we need to communicate. Everything changes on the road very fluidly. Construction, accidents, weather, and working together, being camaraderie and trying to help each other for a change would be really great.
Now, why do you think some drivers are denying the pump?
I think they're just in their own little world and just not focused on it. We're losing the appeal of it, I believe.
Yeah.
I tried to do some research and wasn't really able to find a lot of information on how we even started with this little tradition. So I would like to figure that out a little bit more, too. And maybe that'll get you to the meat and the potatoes of why it's kind of falling off.
Hunter, has she ever parked at one of your locations?
I don't know. Have you ever parked at one of our locations? Oh. That's okay. Hey, but all you people watching
We're
out
here for new customers, right?
Hey, absolutely. So we do accept hazmat, too. So
yeah, that's awesome.
And so all of our properties, if you go and you're looking, it'll tell whether or not it accepts hazmat. And most of our locations do accept a hazmat load, wide loads. But all the details and amenities are on all our locations, so you'll know before you get there.
Now, Trisha, tell us something. So you said something interesting. You said you started driving a truck 7 years ago. How'd you get inside the truck?
I think it was just always something that was in the back of my mind to do. It was always on the back burner also.
I guess, do you have family that were truck drivers? Or like brothers or something?
Really. No, it was just kind of me starting it and saying this is what is interesting and it really appealed to me. And you started in the agricultural industry, so that's kind of a totally different animal than having the hazmat.
Literally.
Yeah, so.
Were you like a bull hauler before? Like what were you hauling? What do you haul now?
I haul now like your sodium bisulfites, your uric acids, formaldehyde, things of that nature.
Ever have any bad spills?
No.
You don't want those.
No, I think you accept the hazmat because we are like so regimented and regulated that you're really not going to, and except for the I-95 incident and things of that nature, they're pretty few and far between.
Now, let me ask you, as a female driver, do you have any concerns about rest stops or where you park the truck, that kind of thing?
Not particularly, but the reason I haven't used your wonderful idea and facilities too much is because I can go to the yard almost every time. I can be with my shipper and receiver.
Oh, wait, hold on. Keep Larry over here. Someone send Larry over here. Sasquatch, can you get that gentleman named Larry? We need to hear his wonderful voice.
Awesome.
Now, Reels, tell people where they can find you.
I'm on Twitter off and on. It's iReels.com. No, that's not it. iReels4, the number 4.
You got anything else in that book?
Yeah, so the story that I really was waiting to tell, if you don't mind, and then I'm just trying to, because I know you want to keep going. So back to the truck, to the arm pump, it was I-90 eastbound, and we found out that we weren't doing this enough, put that post out, and like the following week, this event happened, something that I was so cool about. I-90 eastbound, almost Syracuse, there's a parallel service road following it, and sure enough, there was a car parked and a little kid looking Gord style, right? And, which was ironic to me. With a flannel shirt, and he was just waiting and doing it for everybody that was doing it, right?
Beautiful stuff. You got that
and
horn.
So then back to the CB, I'm like, yo, give this kid a honk. He's right up here on mile marker, what have you. So I hope that he had the best day. And it made my day, though, honestly. It was so exciting to see. And again, we really just need to keep bringing this back and get back to the older form of old school trucking, I think.
Old school truck. Well, Reels, thank you so much for coming by.
Guys.
Everyone follow her on Twitter. If you need some of that, if you need your sodium hauled or whatever it may be, check out, go connect with her. And now we got another gentleman over here, Mr. Larry. Mr. Larry Cawthorn. He's coming over. You're going to serenade us with his wonderful voice. Although he's in the middle, what is he doing? He's exchanging phone numbers over there. He's got his beautiful parrot on.
Come on in, Larry.
Come on in,
this
sir.
Is a blue tiger, blue tiger. Hey, come hey, on, what's man. Going on?
What is going on?
Hey, man. Hey, I'm super geeked to be over here today.
I'm super geeked to have you over here today.
And this is my first time meeting you.
This is my first time meeting you. Well, I see you online all the time.
Yeah, I see you online all the time, too.
You heard
and
this
I
one?
Like the beard, too. I like the beard.
Have you heard hey, this Tim. Man, too? He's a TikToker.
You are?
Yeah.
Boom, put it right there.
Yes, sir. Hunter yes, sir.
Shear. He's with the Truck Parking Club.
Truck Parking
okay.
Club.
Okay.
You introduce yourself to the audience here.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's your main man, L Boogie, Larry Cawthorn. You know I'm blessing the Lord, highly favored, excited about Jesus, excited about the word. I got my cup is running over, and I still want some more. How about you?
I'm just going to leave and let love him it. Host the show.
Hey,
I
mean,
this guy brings the energy. He brings the environment. And you've also got a wonderful voice. Would you serenade us with one of your classic songs?
Yeah, well, you know I got a hit song, out. I'm not going to rap that one, but I do sing a little country, and I do yodel a little bit.
All right.
You know what? She had a barbecue stand on a white T-shirt. She was killing me in that miniskirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks.
Oh, man. Yes. Now, let's say, so you're a truck driver, right?
I am a truck driver.
How long you been driving for?
I've been driving since 07, on and off. And, man, when I got my license, it was tragedy because I had to go to school for 4 weeks instead of 3 weeks because they had a snowstorm. And it was crazy, man.
What made you decide to enter the content creation side?
Because I got a marketing company, and I was telling all my marketing people, I was like, hey, look, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. And so I said, look, I'm getting ready to put you in this invisible funnel. And I said, let me show you what I can do. And so what I did was I made one video. And I made another video, and both of those videos got 200 views combined. The next video I made, I said, truck drivers don't make no money. When I put that video out right there, hey, it was up the hill from there. That was all she wrote right there. And that got like 13,000 views. And I said, I'm sticking right there. And I kept doing videos. And I was going to do videos on how I could teach company drivers how to make the smooth transition to become an owner-operator. But in the process, the people was asking for more stuff. And so I just listened to the audience. Once I was listening to the audience, guess what? They was liking the funny stuff, and I was already funny, you know, and I just started making content.
I'm so passionate about this, and I bring this up a lot. And actually, there's a man on the other side of the camera that's filming us right now named Ray Lucelot, and he always hammers this home. And I think it's because we've all learned the same lesson, and that's that podcasts and doing videos, being yes. online. And a lot of people think, oh, in trucking B2B, nobody cares, but you are networking at scale. You go to an event like this where there's 40, 80,000 strangers you've
yes.
never met before, I'm sure they're coming up to you. Hey, man, I've seen you on X. I've seen your YouTube clip.
Yes.
I've seen that TikTok you done.
All day long.
I have it happen all the time, and I'm sure that happens with you too, right? It's
Absolutely.
Helped move that Truck Parking Club name.
That's right. Absolutely. Awareness. Bringing awareness to the problem that we're fixing, which is truck parking, guys. We have a solution.
Now, yep. How did you, were you like an entertainer as a kid? Like what happened?
Well, you
here?
Know what? I got in trouble a lot as a kid, and on my report card, it was talks too much, disturbs the class, beating on the desk, stuff like that right there. So I was always just loud and boisterous. You know, I could stop a crowd in a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? Hey! Hey, hey, hey! You know? And so I make everybody come to a stop or whatever. So, you know, you like that? Y'all like that?
I like that.
Love
yeah.
it. Love it.
Now, you might not have heard Reels on here. She was saying that there's a big issue going on in trucking right now. There's kids out there on the road going like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's drivers out there going like this, just not pulling that horn.
Man, you know what? I'm the type of person, if I see your child in the passenger seat, what I'm going to do is I'm going to smile. I'm going to be cheesing like that right there. And be, tease, tease, and then blow the horn and stuff like that. And then the parents be like, what are you doing back there? And then, you know, making the kids smile and stuff. I don't care if you're a baby in a baby seat, or if you're a toddler, or if you're a grown person. If you're looking at me through my truck, I'm going to look back at you and smile. Kind of like be like Pee Wee Herman, you know.
Absolutely.
But not with the skinny jeans.
Not with the high waters.
Actually,
you know Chris Gonzalez? I don't know if you've ever met him. He rides a motorcycle. He's got Pee Wee Herman strapped to the back of that thing.
For real?
For real.
G Willikers.
For real. So what's your best trucking story? You are the kind of guy who's got an amazing personality. People be knowing
yeah, man.
And everything.
So the best trucking story I have, the most interesting trucking story I have is this right here. I went to pick up a load. And when I went to go pick up this load, it was in South Carolina somewhere. And when I was there, I went to this big building. The buildings didn't have no windows. It only had like doors in the front, doors in the back or whatever. And it had a dock doors. And so I went over there, and they told me that the load wasn't ready yet. And I was like, man, they told me that I can come pick up the load earlier. And so I get over there, and when I get over there, they tell I go in there and speak with the shipping manager or whatever. He says this right. He says, yeah, that load isn't ready yet because we don't have the paperwork. And I was like, well, do you have the load ready? Like, how long would it take to get the paperwork? All you got to do is fill out some stuff, you know. And he tells me that the load is from the Alphabet Boys.
Oh.
And I was like, what in the world? I didn't know. See, I haul hazmat.
Yeah.
And, man, I didn't know that that particular, all that stuff from the Alphabet Boys, all that stuff is hazmat. And if it's in bulk, they take that to a dispensary and burn it.
Yeah.
The clean way. I mean, infirmary.
Incinerate.
Yeah, there we go. I actually failed vocabulary in kindergarten, you know. And if you are a kindergartner listening to us right now, the best advice I can give you right now, start saving money. Start saving your money right now in kindergarten. Start saving your coins right now. Now, if you get money from the Tooth Fairy, start saving it, especially if you're going to drive a truck.
Now, where's the best place to invest when you're a five-year-old?
When you're a five-year-old, invest into crypto. No. Don't invest in. Invest into Crayola. Whatever you're using, you want to invest in that. So I will invest in Crayola. If it's watercolors, if it's paper, you know, I would invest in everything that I'm using. So everything that I have on, I'm investing in it right now. In cotton. And watches. In him. I'm investing in him.
Investing in me. You're investing with your time. You allow singing in your parking lots? Would you let a gentleman like him park in a truck parking lot?
Singing Serenity like that? Maybe a new option for under amenities, country music singing.
Yeah,
busking. You could do a little busking out front.
What is busking?
Like busking, you know, like when you just bring out a guitar, you just start singing anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I can sing anywhere. Yeah, look. Give me a song. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. Yeah.
Man. I drive so hard, I can't rise above it.
Now, Larry, what kind of advice do you have for drivers out there who are like, you know what? All these people are making names for themselves by posting content on there. I should do that too. It could help my business. What's your advice?
My advice would be to, if you have a phone, you need to be recording. Yep. I don't care what kind of phone. You don't have to have the latest phone. You just have to have a phone. I don't care if it's one of them Verizon flip phones. You remember the Verizon flip phone that had the camera on it? If it's one of them, start recording stuff. I don't care what it is. Pick up your phone because your phone will make you a lot of money. It'll make you a lot of connections. And if you're still broke, if you still need gas money, if you can't pay your rent, if you can't pay your mortgage, and if you got kids to raise, you better use your phone to your advantage to make that moolah and to grow your business. If you don't have a business, you better start a business. I don't care if you tap dancing. You better start a business.
You are the king, man. He's doing an amazing job. Yeah, go film your 2-megapixel ass. Get it out there for the people. Get it over there for the people to see. Man, I love having you. But how do people find you?
They can find me right here. Let me get up for a minute. Right here. So you see that right there? Take a screenshot of that right there. You can find me right here. It's I am Larry Cochran on everything. I am Larry Cochran on everything. You can actually scan the QR code right there when you take a picture of me. Okay? You can scan that QR code. You can find me on Instagram. Find me on Snapchat. You can find me on TikTok, on Facebook. And, man, I'm everywhere you want to be, just like Visa. I'm everywhere you want to be, just like Visa. Hey, I see another TikToker over there. Yeah, so I'm everywhere you want to be like Visa, so make sure you hit me up and call my line. My number is 777-9311. Okay, you can call me, or you can call me at 281-334-8004 and hit Mike Jones up on the low. Hello?
I am not responsible for the weirdos in my audience who call you, but I hope you get some good dials.
Yeah, man, I will. And you know what? Have you ever heard of a guy named Michael Lombard?
I haven't. Michael Lombard, come on over here. Actually, you know what? Hand, say goodbye to Mike. Give Michael a handshake. Give him a hug. And hand my friend Michael Lombard the microphone.
Man,
I got to talk to him for a minute. Michael Lombard, super inspirational guy here. Marathon runner. Used to be a big fat man. Now he's not a big fat man. Right?
Yeah, true story.
True story.
Couldn't have said it better.
True story. You just sold your truck.
It just got sold to a great, great owner operator out of Belton, Texas. Couldn't have gone to a better guy.
Now, how could you do that in the midst of a massive driver shortage?
Oh, I know. I'm honestly, well, you know, as a paid supply chain crisis actor.
Yes.
Unfortunately, you know, decisions had to be made.
Why get out of the truck though? You loved driving, didn't you?
Absolutely. I mean, it was like driving that truck. From home up to Belton, like in it, as soon as I cranked the CB radio on, just heard cuss words, guys arguing. I was like, man, I'm home. I was like, I feel it. But You know, I've said it before. I said it on my show. You know, the money wasn't there for me. Needed to take home a check. If I was 23, probably would have starved it out more because I was able to skim, still buy groceries. But at the end of the day, got a house, got a wife, got to bring something to the table. And it just wasn't in the cards for me. You know, that's the way God deals it to you sometimes. You just got to roll with it.
The Hunter, between like the chain smoking, how do you stay in such good shape?
Oh, man. Hey, listen. Take some tips from this guy. He's got a great story. I've watched some of his content. He's got great stuff that he's got going on. So, hey, smoking is easy to quit. I've done it hundreds of times. It just quitting for good is, with our travels Zen. And what we're doing,
Zen, yeah.
We don't stop. We're continuously looking for truck parking across the nation. Sometimes that can, and these shows, we're at lots and lots of shows, bringing awareness, Truck Parking Club. And late night driving, nothing goes better with coffee than a cigarette behind the wheel. But, hey.
Is that Adam Wingfield over there? Is that Adam?
Is that Adam Wingfield?
Adam Wingfield? Is that Adam Wingfield over there?
Is that Adam Wingfield?
We bring in everybody from this show.
Adam, get over here. Get him.
Yeah, go get Adam. We got to say hi to Adam for a minute. We got to give Adam a shout. See, these kind of things, we try to make them a party, Mike Lombard. We want to give all of you a chance to say hello to everybody.
Get everybody on.
Let know some of these people. Prove to everybody that the gang is all here.
Well, that we're all real, too, because, you know, sometimes people thought Gord was a fake plant.
Yeah, it's
a
fake Canadian.
You never know. Like, people out there on the internet world think that we're not real.
Like Reed always says, meet your internet friends in real life.
Yes, meet them. IRL is where it's at. If you're in the Louisville area, come to Matt's. Just come hang out with us. It's free. Free 99. Come out and hang out. We're having a good time.
Mike, in the meantime, what are you doing now and how do people find you?
Right now, I'm the head coach of two gyms at Orange Theory Fitness in Austin, Texas. So come. I can come change your life. I do personal training. I also do some online fitness coaching. If you'd like some help, you can find me anywhere on social media at Lombard Trucking. Come on out. We're having a good time. If you want to get dialed in, you want to change your life, especially if trucking is going to be your long-term career, it will take years off your life if you're not doing the right things by just getting out and walking and getting your food dialed in. So reach out to me. I got your back all day. Appreciate you doing it. Let's have some fun today.
Hey, look, I'm big on mental health. You can't have good mental health without good physical health. They're tied together.
They're tied. They're just like DNA. They're in that same intertwined thing. You got it. It's the only trickle-down effect that works when you take care of the physical health. The mental health, it trickles right down to how your brain feels and how you feel and what it does to the environment around you. When you become the best version of yourself, it in turn changes the world to be the better too.
Amazing words. Little cowbell for you, sir. Thank you so much for stopping by. Now, let's have Adam come over here. Mr. Adam, you are one of the smartest men in this business. This is a gentleman here who we're passionate about helping truck drivers. Michael's hat. You're at passion about helping people find parking.
Absolutely.
I'm passionate about them getting informed and giving them some media about who these people are. Mike's passionate about health, and you're passionate about – what are you passionate
about? I'm passionate about success. I want to see people get into business, and I want to see people win. I'm passionate about seeing people successful in here. And like you said, just safety and just profitability. People being able to stay in business. It's been a tough last couple of years. A lot of people haven't been in the navigations of the cycles up and down. And I'm just passionate about helping people navigate through that, man, just seeing them weather through the storm.
Now, introduce yourself to the audience. They hadn't met you before.
Hey, my name is Adam. I'm with Innovative Logistics Group. I am located down in Charlotte, North Carolina. Been in the industry for 24 and a half years. So I'm one of the old dinosaurs in this business.
You're one of the old dinosaurs. One thing that was cool, I don't know if you follow him on X or on LinkedIn, but one thing Adam really likes to do, if he sees like a driver posting something that makes no sense, or some broker putting out something that makes no sense, it's going to cost drivers money, that's going to screw them over. You love to jump into that kind of content, tell them it's wrong, tell them the right way to go about stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because the thing is that misinformation is disinformation. And then when you think about the amount of people that are failing in this business, and social media has the tendency to steer people in the wrong way because of the popularity of it, I just want people to know the truth. You know, and a lot of times in this business, they don't understand the importance of the business side of it. Business first, and then everything else comes second. I just want to teach people the business side of it.
Yeah. Well, what's a lesson you can give all the drivers out there today?
Just weather the storm. You know, one of the biggest lessons, weather the storm. Know who you're doing business with. You know, I saw a statistic like 26,000 brokers went out of business in the last 2 years. So
it's amazing.
It's crazy.
We were talking a lot about the trucking bloodbath and all the carrier authorities that went out. But if you look at the brokerage authorities, it's a similar situation.
Be careful on who you're doing business with. Build the relationships now. Now that we're in the down part of the cycle, start building your relationships now. Start getting into the place where you can really start making those relationships. And stop relying so much on the low boards, because we saw a lot of that technology is kind of fake as well. So having a good balance.
One more question for you. a lot of new drivers lately, they've been complaining about how hard it is to get loads. And I had Kevin Nolan on the show on Monday, and he was talking a little bit about that. And he goes, you know, with all this freight fraud, mm-hmm. with the amount of capacity there is in the market, carriers can just be very choosy. Brokers mm-hmm. can be very choosy. And then you got programs like Carrier Assurance stuff mm-hmm. that filter you out. So a lot of new drivers are getting completely filtered out of the market. Mm-hmm. How do you get past that?
It's tough in the beginning. You know, with the, you know, you talked about it, they're getting filtered out. It's tough in the beginning, but you got to go with the basics. I know some of these systems, they're trying to vet out fraud. And a lot of that fraud is driven through Gmail addresses. They're driven through virtual addresses and things of that nature. So establish a business where it's supposed to be established. You know, do as much as you can to get out in front of the audience from a business and a media perspective. Get the website out there so people can know that you're a real company. And as the thing, and I really believe that as the fraud starts slowing down, you'll start seeing this loosen up. I think that they're being tight right now because capacity is so loose. So they're being tight. But once that capacity tightens up, then you know they're going to have to loosen up a little bit too. But I'm excited that FMCSA is starting to make some changes. So during the registration process over there, we'll see some things that help mitigate some of that fraud. Maybe that'll loosen things up.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for stopping by. We really appreciate it. Thank you for saying hello to everyone. Where can people find you if they're here at the event? Because we're live streaming this.
So I will be on the West Wing for the next 2 hours. So come holler at me. I'll be walking around here. I'm going to try to hang out over here at truck parking first.
He's a well-dressed man with the nice tortoise shell glasses.
Yeah.
Go find him. Well, thank you so much. Send out Rob Carpenter over there. Hey, Mr. Rob Carpenter, I think it's time to rate some strap work, sir. Come on over here. It's time to raise some strap work.
Loved his reference of...
What's up, man? You're Rob man. Carpenter, aren't you? Is there another Rob over there?
It's just me.
You're the king, man. What's truck safe, by the way?
So we do compliance primarily, the most boring job here. Oh. So least sexy of all the jobs that we've got here. But we try to make it as sexy as we can with me, of course. So we're here.
Hey, man, this dude, man, like truck parking is not sexy. This man made truck parking sexy. As he says, they're the only fans of truck parking. No, they're the Airbnb of truck parking.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, and like the last guy was talking about being a dinosaur in the industry, been around for a while. We are the T-Rex of truck parking.
We're the T-Rex of the truck parking.
You got to have it.
Because you're in compliance here, how did you get so passionate about load security? Because when I started doing rate the strap work, you were one of the first people that, this is great, I'm going to rate strap works. And you started rating them and posting your own, and you post some amazing content. You're better than me because I just said rate the strap work. You actually break down all the components.
Well, it's when I drove trucks, right? One of the first accidents I ever had, somebody loaded my flatbed.
Yeah.
Didn't strap it right, didn't load it right. I'm in Chesapeake, Virginia, making a right-hand turn. Pallet of block ends up on somebody's car. I get a ticket. It affects my record. Can't get a job. So got real passionate about basically load securement, flatbeds, et cetera. So that's it.
He's doing something special for us today. Earlier, we were out in the parking lot. We took a little video of a truck. You fortunately did. I think you're the videographer on this one, are you not?
That's it.
We got the strap work right here. Break it down for us.
No, it's good. So there's some issues. What I don't like, I know why they did it. They don't want to tear up that pretty trailer with a chain. Typically, you'd go grade 70 chain because that stuff's gonna snap. You got brake strength issues, and the only other thing is the clevis pin. But when I talked to them earlier, the owner Gavin, who by the way spent $600,000 putting this rig together, it's an amazing truck, and. He that's all they do is load securement, flatbed work. So I think generally he's on point. There's some things he could change, but generally it's close.
Now, Rob, what is the biggest mistake people make when strapping?
I think generally the they don't put enough or they don't put the right type of load securement. So we all speculated online. A lot of people commented on that. And basically the issue that everyone said was the straps were too low, but for weight, but it wasn't the straps. The lowest point is actually the binder. So
who's that? Fitzgerald on there. He's a tough grader.
He's
the toughest grader in the book. You don't want him as your professor.
You don't want him as a DOT officer either. So, no. You know,
you ever have any strapping issues?
You know, we're just strapping and slapping signs up at locations all over the nation, guys.
He's got one speed, his truck parking club.
Well, you picked him up and got him here in one piece, right?
He did, absolutely. All right.
I got a big mason jar of vinegar-based barbecue sauce out of this man.
Whatever works.
Now, what do you hope to learn out of Mass today?
So I just really wanted to connect with some people because I don't really go to a lot of these. I mean, I go to a lot of risk conferences, but you never really get to see the frontline element. And we'll be at TCA. But that's got a little bit different environment. Here you've got a lot of frontline people, a lot of truck drivers.
Yeah.
So I think that's really the reason I came. So,
well, how do people find you? How do they connect with you?
TruckSafe.com. You've got me, Brandon, Jared, and that's it. We've got TruckSafe Live, you know, once a month or whatever we do, whenever we fit it in. And we can help you out with compliance. So
Here you go, sir. Hit the cowbell for good load securement. Give it a nice strong one. All right, beautiful. Now we got to bring Gore McGill. He's a celebrity. He's in. He's actually in the program. I was looking through the program when I first got in here the other day, and I opened the thing up. I'm thumbing through. Gore, I was thumbing through the program, and like I got like 8 pages past yours, and I was like and, you know, your brain's slow to catch up. It's like, I think I just passed a guy who looks like Gore. You have like the signature hat, which you're not wearing today. You got the other signature hat.
Please advise crew. Please advise crew representing today at Matt's.
Yeah. Well, hey, introduce yourself to everybody in case they may not know you. They didn't see you as a like the Mountie from WWF on Tucker Carlson.
Hi, my name's Gord. I commentate on trucking, driven truck for 26 years or better. And I've been hanging out with these Freight Waves characters. Please advise and all the trucking Twitter and FreightX crew for a little while. And here we are at Matt's, and it's such a good time. Great to catch up with everybody.
Yeah, and this is like, guys out there too, this is not an elitist thing. This is not an exclusive club. We are out here, we're always trying to bring in more members, more people. We got our own, you got Truck Parking Club. We got our FreightX Social Freight Club. And look, you're a creator. You're a truck driver. You're a former truck driver. You're trying to help drivers. You're trying to help the industry. You're amusing. You're just a good person. I mean, like, connect with us, right?
Y'all. Thanks. Everybody here is just, you're all fun to hang out with. I really love what Truck Parking's doing because, you know, we all see problems in the industry. We all want to be creative about solving them. And then the truck parking guys are like, hey, let's sort of like be the Airbnb of truck parking and figure out places guys can go. It's like a very sort of like organic and, you know, spontaneous solution to a problem brought by like really smart people that hang out on FreightX, man. It's great.
Now, for those who were not able to get the program, what was your article about in there? There's some mega carriers you may not have liked it.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, there's some real problems and there's some fake problems. And sometimes those fake problems become real problems and they interact. And one of them is the sort of driver shortage narrative. The guys at Matt's have seen my writing at various places and asked me to contribute something to the program. I was honored. So I like made a little spiel about like, hey, you know, there's reasons why we have a driver retention and driver churn problem. And maybe we should investigate why and see where they interconnect with other problems in the business. So I made a little essay and sure enough, I ended up in the program. I'm kind of honored and floored by it. So
pretty amazing stuff. Now, how do people find you? How do they connect with you? How do they read your stuff?
All right. Autonomoustruckers.substack.com. You can find my podcast, my writings. Go on FreightX, look for people with Please Advise hats.
Yes.
And you'll sooner or later, you'll find me on Twitter. God knows how long till I get kicked off again, but at Gordon McGill. And, you know, occasionally you'll see me on Freight Waves TV with Tuner here.
Yeah. And now SiriusXM as well.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, we're on Sirius right now.
No, we will. The 5 o'clock show is on Sirius.
Oh, right.
Usually these are rebroadcast on Sirius at 5 p.m., but today we're doing a live one. So if you're on a 5, stop by 2 and go harass that audience as
okay,
well.
Okay, awesome. Well, good day to all the other truckers out there and fans of Freight Waves and Truck Parking Club and Please Advise and just everybody out there on the road today.
Now, you said Please Advise. There's a gentleman who's been very patient, holding a camera at us the whole time with the original Please Advise
the
hat.
The OG hat. The OG of the OG.
Let's bring the OG over here. Can you give your seat up for the original Please Advisor? With the extra tape, he's such a content creator. You guys can't see. He actually had to set up his phone so he can record.
I am the official content creator now with my gimbal, so we're dialed in here at Matt's 2024.
Now,
what's up, guys?
I referenced you a few times. Meet your friends on the internet. That's a big thing. You say, what's your message to content creators out there? Or people who are actually the non-content creator out there. Read the person who's just like, they feel a little lost in the industry. Yeah. This industry sucks. I don't have any friends. What's your advice?
You just got to engage, man. It's hard to, it sometimes, especially if you're not used to it, you got to just be social.
Yeah.
Got to comment on stuff. Got to just reach out to people, take risks, put your thoughts out there, even if you think they're stupid or it sounds stupid. If you're going to feel stupid when you start doing it, but you got to kind of just break through that. And once you get through that, you can, you know, meet a ton of people like we have here. So
now, I don't know if you've noticed, but on the cowbell here, I got your sticker. I got the Lost Freight sticker here. Tell people about what y'all do with that.
Yeah, so that's a essentially like a marketing tool for carriers. Input all the info about their company that brokers, shippers want. Nice, clean profile page they get, houses all the info. They can send it to the brokers and say, hey, you know, Joe Schmo, carrier rep at wherever, stop calling me 15 times a day to ask me where my capacity is. Like, just go to this webpage. You got it right there. And you can also build an email list and send out truck lists just to make it like communication simpler for carriers and brokers and shippers and stuff. So
how's that going?
It's been going good. Yeah. Yeah. We've been at it for about a year and a half now. Me and my partner, Jake, we're just hustling.
Have I met Jake?
No. Jake's in the shadows, man. He's just the cyber hacker in the shadows. You know what I mean? But I couldn't have done it without him. And obviously you guys too. So, I mean, I think it's been basically a year since I first came on What the Truck.
It was right before that Matt's thing. And then Justin was coming out here. He met up with you. Was this the first time you wore the hat? Yep. Or did you make that for What the Truck?
I wore it. The first time I ever wore it on anything was on What the Truck. Yeah.
But then very soon afterwards you brought it here. And then people were asking about it. And you're like, I got to spin these off into actual hats.
Yep. Basically. Yeah.
How many units have you moved so far?
600 something.
Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. And I'm a back order right now, but I should have them in the next 3 weeks. So I know there's some people waiting for them, so we'll get them out. And if you're interested, you can find them at shop.lossfreight.com.
That was my next question for you. I was like, you're usually selling a bunch of these things with you, and you're not slanging as much as this one.
I didn't have I mostly out of delinquency on my part. I just didn't order them in time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm doing way too much, and I get kind of sidetracked, and I forgot to order some in time, so I don't have any.
Andre, you got any advice for this gentleman?
Hey, please advise, man.
Please advise? That's the only advice you got for this man?
Please advise.
Hunter could give me some advice on properly stocking inventory, merchandise inventory, because they got a whole truck full here. So
we do.
You know, I don't think it's here. Maybe we'll see him at 5, but Asian Mike Prince.
Big Rig Tees. I might have to get on that Big Rig Tees chain.
Check it out. Okay, go send Chris Thomas over here. Send our buddy Chris Thomas over here. Hey, Mr. Chris, come on over here. You are the RC Truck Parking King. We obviously can't not have you on the show. Active truck driver, coming to the Truck Parking Club booth. Hoodie aficionado.
Most comfortable hoodie in the industry.
Introduce yourself to these people.
Yo, I'm Indie Trucker Chris Thomas. You might have seen me before. If not, hi. What's up?
Hey, can you show that? Are you wearing? No, you're not wearing a Please Advise. You got a Please Advise hat right here, too.
Please Advise. This is an OG. This is number one of 12, y'all. This is a very valuable hat. I'll sell it for $420.69. I'll take a Venmo, Cash App.
Now, you all work together. How did you guys end up hooking up?
Well, first, can I make payments on the hat?
we use Klarna for easy payments.
Four easy payments.
$420.69.
What's the interest rate?
Well, we know you use our spaces, Truck Parking Club. Could we do like some Truck Parking Club credit?
Each hat.
I mean, that is one of the original OGs, so I get it. The value is there, but just like Truck Parking Club. But no, Chris found us, started using some of our locations, being an active driver across the road. I mean, it's better for him to tell you how he uses it than it is me. But Chris, a great guy. And, you know, we listen to Chris as well as other drivers out on the road of service that we can offer along with our platform, listing amenities. We're always open to make it better, to help the driver get parked anyway. Any tips? Chris is great being behind the wheel, seeing things that we could do better on the platform. So it's good interaction with your drivers out there to know. And Chris is great at that. Great dude.
Now, there's been a little bit of a theme of content creation out here. And one of the other sides to content creation is you can become a partnered influencer with some companies. Tell me how that works, Chris. How do you become an influencer as a truck driver?
I don't know yet.
You don't know?
How do you become a partnered influencer?
Well, one of the things, you go to these events, right?
You go to these events.
You find people that sort of align with what you do.
And you be a positive person, you know. You do things to help other people. That's how you do it. You know, and the thing is, we're truckers. Truckers are always going to look for the free parking, but for 20 years, there's not enough parking. So, you know, having truckparkingclub.com as a kind of a partner and a tool in your arsenal to find another parking spot, it's invaluable. And they're opening, they're doing so much good right now. They got 300 plus members right now, properties over the United States. Great app, easy to book. Takes 30 seconds, maybe a minute or two to set up the initial setup. But the next time you book, 30 seconds, you're boom, you're in there.
30 seconds. Stay close, Justin. Stay close.
It's guaranteed, you know. You get there, if you have a problem, they got great customer care team, 24/7 support. Call them up and it takes with it. I mean, it's like lightning fast response.
Chris, what's the weirdest thing to ever happen to you while driving a truck?
The weirdest thing to ever happen. Oh, I can't say that. It's not PG or rated R. It's probably a little bit bad.
But now we want to know
that
more.
That was back in the day, though, before smartphones and cameras.
Before you're streaming your life.
Before you could stream your life. People were vicarious out in the road. But these days, it's a little bit more. It's a little bit. You know, the craziest thing, I will say, is seeing a fight go on. You know, like, there was just two trucks, and maybe you all know the pilot there on 285 in Atlanta at exit 16 or exit 15 there. You know what I'm talking about. Little tiny pilot truck stop. And there was these trucks pulling in, and they were stopped. And I'm like, what's going on here? And then one trucker got out, and the other trucker got out, and they started fighting. Well, the truck at the back started rolling back, and both truckers took off chasing the truck because they realized they were really going to get in trouble. Ooh. It's probably one of the crazier things I've seen right now.
I would say it was probably over a parking space. You know, I mean, don't be fighting over a parking space, guys. Go to truckparkingclub.com. Download the app today.
He's only got one speed. Hey, Justin Martin's here. Can you hand that mic? We got to bring right Justin on here. We got to say hello to him.
See y'all.
The audience may miss him. We haven't seen him in like, I don't know, when was the last time you were on? End of January, right? End of January. So almost 2 months now. You look good, buddy.
Thank you. It's the plaid.
It's very slimming.
Rad plaid.
What's happening? It's good to see you. Give me a hug.
Absolutely. I missed you guys.
We hugged earlier.
My Wednesdays are never the same. What's up, Hunter?
How's it going?
Good. Right? Content machine. I wish I had him on the team, man. We would have endless content. Out there.
You know, that's one of the things I love sort of about the scene in this community that we've created, because it's not everyone's supporting each other. It's not super competitive. Even though we're all different content creators, we all realize too, we all have different audiences. Why not share that with other people, get people's perspective, work with them, lift each other up? I mean, yeah, there's a bunch of content creators now, but like, there's no need to be in war with all.
No, first of all, it's exhausting.
Yes.
If you're trying to do it. Also, we're too busy working and putting out content to be having beefs. I was just hanging out with the truck stop guy last night, and we collaborated on a bunch of stuff and, you know, sharing ideas and whatever. And that is so fun. It's way more fun than just getting into fights with people.
Yeah, of course it's way more fun than getting into fights with people. Now, was the soul ripped out of the city last night when Kentucky lost? You were at the bar?
Yeah, so we went to Patrick O'Shea's. Great time. And then later that night we went to Dive. I think it was called Dive. It's like a couple blocks away. Had a great time. We went there last year. And I think we want to make this like an annual thing. Every time at Matt's, we're going to go to Patrick O'Shea's and have a great time.
That good, Patrick O'Shea's?
We had like double the people that we had last year. Everybody that was here last year, plus like another crew. So we're going to get even bigger and bigger next year.
What do you like that you're seeing here at the show?
Oh, so many more people. Last year, it was like the first post-COVID event where everybody was like, don't expect a lot this year. But this year, it's like, we are so back. You have no idea just how back we are. Yeah, vibes through the roof. The main wing with like all the big trucks out there, jam packed. It was kind of like a little empty last year. This wing, same thing. It's probably double all the booths out here than there were last year.
Now, there's a report that there was there might have been some drama on the truck stop CMC stage yesterday, revolving around broker transparency. What happened there?
Yeah, so Kevin Rutherford was giving his little stump speech with truck stop, and during the 15-minute Q&A, a woman from Pink Cheetah Express stood up and started ranting and raving about broker transparency. Kevin Rutherford's opinion, which I agree with, is that broker transparency is a race to the bottom. You're basically going to kill the industry if you're trying to get this passed. They don't want to hear it. They want to argue. And rather than have like a nice collaborative conversation, Kevin just pulled the parachute cord and got off stage because there was nothing good that was going to come of that. And that was it.
Why is it such a hot-butt issue right now?
I think people, there's like a little bit of embarrassment that comes along with realizing that you might have gotten ripped off if you book a load with somebody. So there's like that resentment. And rather than being internalizing that and saying, okay, this is what I can do to go forward, it's like, what can I have them change so that never happens to me ever again? Not going to happen. You know, what's going to happen is if you get a broker and you ask for the rate con on the other side, okay, you'll get it, but you'll never work with that broker ever again. And that's not the way you're going to succeed in the industry right now. You got to be building relationships and working as best as you can to help your business succeed. Nobody's going to save your business for you.
What is the argument for transparency? Because if you think of it like a consumer, like Hunter, when I go to Walgreens, if a Hershey bar is $1.29 there, CVS has it for $1.59. Like, I don't care what either of their margin is. I'm going to make that person decision based upon whatever the market says it costs and whoever has like the best value for what I want at the time. Does it matter to know the margin?
Oh, absolutely. Knowing the market is key on success of profit. So, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, you know, I'm a parking guy. Sorry, I'm tangled up in the cords. You know, and that's a beautiful thing about what we do. You can look on our app and our map, and if you're in an area, we may have, you know, 30 locations right around Atlanta. Different prices, different amenities. You know, a Hershey's bar is a Hershey's bar either way, but still awareness of the market, no matter what side you're in the industry, is, you know, being competitive. You know what I mean? A great service. I tell people a lot of times, Truck Parking Club is like a Mercedes and a Malibu. You know, sometimes it costs a little bit more, but it's faster. You know, Mercedes versus the Malibu, faster, safer, and it's definitely smoother. You know, so there's beauties of that. But I may get a little off track there, guys. But anyway. Know your market.
Know your market. Like, that's all that matters, is knowing the market, knowing your own costs. You got to know, like, how much this costs you. It doesn't matter what that broker's margin. You don't run their business. You run your own. If you're losing money on the load, why do you need to know the margin is you're losing
exactly.
money on it?
And nobody was complaining about what margins the brokers were making during COVID when rates were, you know, super high, because they were probably making even bigger margins yeah. on those loads than you were. But you didn't care because you were making that great rate on the other side. Now that rates are down, that's where everybody's like kind of getting like the, you know, the claws are out of like, okay, now I feel like I'm getting ripped off. It's like, no, everybody's ripping each other out this whole time. Nobody cared because everybody was making it rich. Now that the squeeze is happening, the carriers are saying, oh, we're hurting from all this, which they are. But guess what? The brokers are hurting too. Everybody's hurting. It's a down market. It's reality on the ground. You need to figure out how to make yourself survive over everybody else.
Now, Martin, what brings you to Mats? What are you up to now? Now that you've left What the Truck, you're out on your own. What are you up to these days?
Yeah, so I'm freelance. I have a social media consulting firm that I help clients run their social accounts for. I had three or four potential leads here. Made another potential lead.
Yeah.
While I was waiting to go on stage here, making it happen.
Who looks like they need the most help? DAT this week, right? Our neighbor over there, DAT, may need it because they're getting dunked on all week by truck stuff.
I don't know if I got time. I'll tell a quick story. So okay. when I got hired at Freightways, I knew nothing about dad. I knew nothing about loading book loads or anything like that. But I followed all these accounts. They never followed me back because they're like, who the heck is this Justin guy?
Yeah.
As my profile began to grow, being with Freightways for a bit, I kind of took it upon myself to like poke a little fun at these guys at once. So dad goes down a lot. And when you look at the response, it's like the most boring corporate, just like ChatGPT script you've ever read in your life. And I'm like, if you have a person running your social media accounts and everything is on fire, you need to reverse the energy. You got to have some fun with it. Acknowledge your problem. Say, hey, we're working on it. Take a little bit of ownership and just have a little bit of fun with it. And you're going to have all the complaints are going to be out the door. So I kind of poked fun at them on a post about it, roasted them a little bit, and they followed me back immediately.
I was like,
I know they're paying attention.
That's how you do. You slam a company, yeah. They'll come at you. Like, people focus on negativity too much. Sometimes you got to use the negativity to your advantage, but then you got to be cooler in the resolution.
Yeah, yeah. So I could have slammed them, and they could have blocked me back, but instead they followed me. So, yeah.
Well, hey, Justin, I know you're going to be around the event for the next few days, but in the meantime, people want to connect with you here. I know you'll be moving around. Look for the man in the plaid shirt. But outside of this event, live stream viewers, people want to connect with you. How do they find you?
Find me on Twitter, Super Trucker. Kind of hard to find. I'm still search suggested band, so it's SUPERTRUCKER.
Yeah, you got to type the whole thing in. Now, hit that cowbell and play yourself off, man. Give us a nice big one.
That's genius.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for stopping by. Maybe we'll see you back around Sirius at 5 o'clock.
Take care, everybody.
Obviously around the floor. Well, this has been an awesome event. Thank you guys so much for your hospitality, for bringing me out here. Let me use your booth. Let me see your process on the way up here. Let me sit around for 9 hours while you guys set up before taking me to the hotel that's a half hour away. It's been amazing.
Hey, love it, man. Love it. Love you. Love all the viewers. Love Donor. Just love all the people at the show, man. Thanks for having me on the show. And
now, hey, we're here. You're here. Truck Parking Club. I'm here through Saturday. You're here through Saturday, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They stopped by the booth where it's, if you were listening to this live stream, you haven't stopped by. We were over on the West Wing. This is 66232.
That's it. That's
it's impossible
it.
To miss. See this yellow backdrop? It is everywhere. There's Sasquatches here. There's that gun I showed at the beginning that you can win,
yes. That
shotgun. In the meantime, just go to truckparkingclub.com. Is that your TikTok too? Just truckparkingclub.com?
Everything. All social media platforms. Go to Truck Parking Club. Simple as that. Truck Parking Club. Any social media platform. We're present. We're all over the nation. Create more truck parking. But today, today and tomorrow. We're wrapping it up, wheeling it up at the Matt's Truck Show. Y'all come see Donor Walk the Truck, the whole Truck Parking Club crew. We'll hook you guys up with some swag. All the drivers, be sure and stop by. And everybody, please follow any social media platform.
Just do it. You can find me on Twitter at Timothy Dooner. You can find this show at freightwaves.com. You can find it on YouTube's channel. Play Me Out Keyboard Cat. Thank you so much for an awesome event down here at Matt's. Not sure if they're playing the outro music or not because I can't hear it. But either way, thank you so much, everybody. Take care. Have an awesome event.